This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. And at the end of this hour, when we finally seal the show, when we end it, when we put a period on it, whatever word you want to say, it's officially Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, baby. Get your questions in. Don't wait till tomorrow. Don't wait till tomorrow. Get them in now. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Ask me anything. Remember, they can be stupid. It can be about food, history. I don't give a crap. We are going to have a blast tomorrow. Now, one more thing on this. I said I was going to do other emails and do a couple other things. I have ugly economic news I need to bring up that I really didn't want to bring up, but I'm gonna bring it up here in a second. So before we get to that, I just want to do one more thing here. I understand that there actually is a legitimate reason that so much of the right, Republicans, conservatism, whatever you want to call it, that there's a reason so many of them are such a bunch of worthless eunuchs. It's a mentality, and you've heard me say it 1,000 times on the show, it's difficult to change a mentality. A mentality change, a culture change is difficult, and it takes time. It takes time. It's hard. Look, right now, I'll tell you what, you're running into this too. We talk about this a lot when it comes to your normie neighbor Norm. When you're trying to shake him awake that, no, the border isn't accidentally open. They opened it on purpose to destroy the country. It's hard to convince Norm the FBI is actually an evil organization and should be completely disbanded. That's such a far cry from where it's been. That's such a reach from where it's been. But that's where we are. That's the truth. And it's hard to change mentality that way. And the same way for the right. And this doesn't just include politicians. This includes writers, people you hear on the radio, people you see on TV, what they're used to. Because it's been this way my whole life. What they're used to is simply complaining about hypocrisy. The left would never get away with that. You believe if Democrats did that. And so what they've become is just pathetic, whiny eunuchs with never any real action, never any real teeth, never any real response. But I am sympathetic to the fact that that is how so many in this country were raised. They were raised to believe that's really what conservatism is. Well, have we pointed out that they're hypocrites yet, guys? I mean, it's never worked before, ever. But this is the time. This time, if we convince them they're hypocrites, this time they'll say, oh, no, I don't want to be a hypocrite, and they'll change their ways. That's all it's ever been. So you and I, we have a mountain to climb in shaking these people awake and changing their mentality into an aggressive anti-communist mentality. For so long, conservatism has simply been a Senate inquiry. We're going to have a hearing, guys. And at this hearing, Lindsey Graham is going to give us a great 10-minute soundbite. We'll play it on Fox News. Whoa, look how we got him. Okay, well, the communists didn't change a single thing. He didn't reverse course. He didn't switch over. Didn't change his mind. It did nothing. It gave Lindsey Graham a nice fundraising email to send out before he goes back on Fox News and talks really tough tonight. But it didn't actually accomplish anything. Conservatism has been pathetic and toothless forever. But it is changing. It will be a slower change than you want, or a slower change than I want. The party and the pundits, they're still full of people like Don Bacon of Nebraska.
But people got to tell their congressman, if they're one of those 20, that the House is shut down, we're not working on the issues that we campaigned on, like lowering inflation, securing the border, supporting our law enforcement, standing up to China. None of this is happening. All our committees are now shut down, and it's on these 20 people. They're embarrassing the House. They're embarrassing the Republicans. They're embarrassing our country. So I think over time, with focus, we'll get some of these over. But we also have to be willing to consider working with the Democrats at some point to get some work on some concessions to get some support there if these 20 refuse to budge.
That's all it's ever been. No. We should stand up. Let's fight against inflation. Okay. Fight against inflation. How are you going to do that? Because the only way to fight against inflation, Don, is to, one, stop printing money, and two, stop passing gigantic trillion-dollar bills. Hey, Chris, would you do me a favor? I should have done this probably during the break. Would you go and look up Don Bacon's voting record and see how many of the huge trillion-dollar COVID bills Don Bacon voted for? Because he says the House needs to get back in session really, really quickly, or otherwise we can't fight against inflation. I haven't even looked yet. I bet you money Representative Don Bacon of Nebraska is as responsible for inflation as Joe Biden is. What, Chris? He voted for infrastructure and omnibus. Of course he did. He just voted for a $1.7 trillion bill. But if we don't meet, guys, we can't fight against inflation. You see, that's all conservatism has been my whole life. Talk. All talk. No action. And where's that brought us? Where has Don Bacon and the Democrats and many others, where have they brought us? Well, here's a few headlines for you. We're going to move on to emails quickly because these are ugly, but I have been trying to prep you in my own very gentle way, Chris. I've been trying to prep you for a while that I feel like we are going to something really deep and dark economically. Economically, I think we're a great recession. I have said I believe it will be a Great Depression type thing. I think we are heading that way, especially because globally it's still so bad. So here's a few headlines for you, just a heads up. And I think I brought this up last night on the show. If I didn't, let me give you a personal thing tonight. I had a phone call a few days ago with the guy I invest with. You know, I'm not one of these stocks and bonds guys. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm looking at. And I know you like that information, and I like to give you that information, so I seek it out and I pass along whatever I can. But I have a guy who's very smart money guy. And we have this policy in our house. We save. We always budget. We always save. We always have. We got real desperate there and couldn't for a while, but we always have tried to save something. If it's $500 at the end of the year, fine. But save something. If it's $1,000, and whatever we have at the end of the year, we send it. We invest it, whether that be an IRA, a 401k, one of those things. And we had some money left over at the end of this year. Not a ton, but we had some money left over. And got a hold of the money guy. Said, hey, we got some money coming your way. And he said, basically, you have a choice. You can invest it. I can invest it for you, is what he said. Or I can put it in a savings account. And I said, okay, well, you do whatever you want. You're the money guy. I'm not the money guy. What do you want to do? And he said, well, let's keep it in the savings account for now. That gave me, you should have seen the look on the wife's face. That gave us each a moment of pause. Well, here's Here's some more moments of pause for you. Epic Times headline. U.S. manufacturing falls deeper into a recession. Fox Business headline. Fed officials expect to keep interest rates elevated for, and I quote, some time. Oh, don't worry about those interest rates. They'll only be up for some time. Sounds like a text I would send back to the wife when she asks when I'm going to come home from golfing with the fellas. Oh, I don't know. It's going to be some time. Headline, big tech bloodbath. Amazon slashes over 18,000 jobs, the largest cut for any tech company. These huge, when you look at what the huge companies are doing, the tech companies, the manufacturing companies, and you combine that with the fact that the Fed, they're telling you interest rates aren't coming down. That tells you where we're going. They're all battening down the hatches for what they think is going to be a very rocky period of time, and it may extend beyond 2023. I'm not telling you this to scare you or bum you out. I'm telling you this because I think a lot of us have to change our behavior. And look, I count myself in that group. We're pretty good with money. We've always been pretty good with money, trying to like spend less than we make, that kind of a thing. But personal savings right now, they're dropping like a stone in the country. And credit card debt is shooting up like a rocket ship in the country. And those two things tell me this. They tell me that as the value of the dollar goes down, America is trying to keep up with the Joneses and maintain a standard of living, and they're draining their savings and racking up debt to do it. And we can't do that. We can't do that. I'll finish on this in just a second. Hang on.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're going to love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Chris, is ELL still touring? Do they still tour? Electric? You have no idea? Do you think you could look it up, Chris? I didn't expect you to have the tour dates in your head at the time. Jeez, this is what I'm going through here. One more thing. I'm going to move office. They are touring? Are they coming to Houston? Look and see if they're coming to Houston. I'm going to ELO. I hope they're not communists because that'll suck. You know what? Don't even look that up either. I don't want to know. Oh, I would go to an ELO concert in a second. Maybe we should do a big Jesse Kelly Show meetup at an ELO concert. It would be sick. All right, anyway, but back to where we were talking about briefly, about the rough year. I think we're going to have a rough period of time. I'm not going to look. Sorry, I'm going to put on my father hat once again. People are draining their savings right now, and they're racking up credit card debt. And it's very obvious that as the value of the dollar goes down, they're doing this to try to maintain the same standard of living. I want to keep going to this place on the weekends. I want to eat out at my favorite restaurant the same amount of times. I want to still go take a vacation this year. I want to go down to the beach. I want to do all these things. And you do what you want, whatever you want to do with your money. But I will tell you, I'm telling you right now, save some. Make sure you're saving some money for the times that are coming. If you have a little extra cushion in the bank, that little extra cushion might be the difference between paying the bills 1 month and not paying the bills 1 month. And I say this to you as somebody who has not paid the bills 1 month before. Well, more than 1 month before. I say this as somebody who has run out of money before. I'm telling you, man, having a little left over, having a little stashed, especially in these times, might be smart. You do what you want. I'm going to leave that alone. Tokyo is so crowded, the government is paying families to leave. I only bring this up because I want to talk about Tokyo for a minute. And I want to talk about how sweet that city was back in the day. Now, I should clarify, I was in it in the Marines. We went up to, we were in Okinawa. We're doing a deployment in Okinawa. And then we went up to Tokyo area. We went up to Mount Fuji to do some training, which I've gone into before, lighting a fire in the national forest, which was definitely illegal and would have caused an international incident. But we lit the fire anyway because it was cold up there. But whenever we had a few days off, we would hop on a train and we would go into Tokyo. Tokyo, maybe COVID wiped them out. I always try to qualify this now because you never know what COVID did to these places. Tokyo was so much fun back in the day. And you know what was the most fun about Tokyo? All the places they told us, they gave us a list of all the places we're not allowed to go in Tokyo. And like I've said before, you might as well have just taken us and dropped us off at that place, because we all got there and that's the first place we all went to. I had so much fun in that city. That is the only city in the world besides Las Vegas where I have ever emerged from a place as the sun was coming up and I didn't realize it. And I'm coming out thinking, oh no, it's going to be a rough day today. I love Japan. I want to go back to Japan. I wonder if they do World War II tours of Japan. Probably not doing one in Hiroshima, but I mean, they probably, maybe they are. I mean, I don't know. What, Chris? You think I have Japanese fans? We've got to have some. I love the people. I love the culture. I love the food. I love Japan, except for fish. That sucks. But I love Japan. I would love to do a World War II tour. But here's the problem. I would end up saying something that wasn't appropriate during the World War II. Don't nod your head, Chris. Maybe I wouldn't. But I would end up saying something that wasn't appropriate during the World War II tour of Japan. They would probably present that history a little different than I would present the history. And I may feel the need in front of my sons to add a little something of spice to it. What, Chris? Oh, it's one of the... Yeah, about the planes. That's actually, I'm glad you brought that up. It's one of the great stories of all time. So, you know about all the atrocities and everything else. In fact, I've got a little war hero for you I might as well bring up now. I'm reading a book right now, very fascinating, about all the Japanese atrocities during World War II. It's called The Knights of Bushido. The Knights of Bushido. It's a cool book. And in one of them, it's a hard book to stomach. I'm not going to say it's for the kiddos, but it's a good book. And they're just outlining all the horrible things. Well, not all of them. Some of the horrible things the Japanese did during World War II. They loved to burn people alive. A lot of people don't know that. They were big fans of that. They would do things also like pour gasoline on our guys' feet and light them on fire. And it's terrible stuff. But one day they decided they were going to kill all the POWs in this place. And so they gathered them all and they stuffed them all in these two kind of concrete bunkers. And then they started chucking gasoline in the bunkers. And whoosh, they start lighting the things on fire. So they're burning our guys, right? I know this is dark. Hold on. It's going to get cooler, though. So they're burning our guys. There's a guy named Gunnery Sergeant Douglas Bogue or Bogue, B-O-G-U-E. You can go look him up. Bogue or Bogue. They start lighting his bunker on fire. He realizes, I got to take off now and head for the beach or I'm dead anyway. So he takes off running out. He gets over the hill. He gets down to the beach. Long story short, some Japanese guy starts taking off after him. He gets into the ocean. Douglas does. The gunny does. The Japanese guy comes after him. The gunnery sergeant grabs the Japanese guy and drags him under the water with him. Like, screw it. We're both going to drown. You're going to drown with me. Only he has a hold of the guy's machine gun. The Japanese guy finally freaks out, doesn't want to drown. Let's go. Swims back to the surface of the ocean. The gunny then swims up to the surface too and mows him down with the machine gun as he's swimming away. Isn't that sick, Chris? He got some kind of a medal. I looked him up afterwards. He got... No. He didn't get a Medal of Honor. Otherwise, we'd have already done this guy on Medal of Honor Monday. But tell me that isn't sweet. He ended up living all the way through the war. Anyway. So, Chris, where was I going with that, with the Japanese atrocities and stuff? Well, whatever the case may be, Japan is a really cool place. It is a very, very, very cool place. Very cool people. I just think we may feel differently about some of the war history. That's all. It's presented a little bit differently over there. All right. We're going to get to some emails and stuff like that. But first, what are you wearing on your feet right now? Do you have your My Slippers? I hope you're kicking back in your My Slippers listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. Bonus points if you are. If you aren't, good news. They're still $90 off. Four-layer design. You won't find it in any other slipper. And I've had slippers before. I'm an old man. People buy me that now for Christmas. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener specials. Promo code Jesse gets you My Slippers for $49.98. Check out the moccasins. The wife gets the slippers where her feet just slip in the front of it and they don't have a back. I think those are called slips. She loves those. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse, or call 800-845-0544. MyPillow.com, promo Jesse.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Save me.
It is the Jesse Kelly Bill. I want to circle back on something here. What did I say something wrong, Chris? Oh, the Jesse Kelly Show. I was looking at a bill. I was reading one of these bills in Congress. Look, Chris, when you're a super important celebrity, sometimes things get merged. Sometimes things get merged in your mind. It's the Jesse Kelly Show, idiot. What would be in the Jesse Kelly Bill? You don't want to know. Honestly, people keep writing in and saying, Jesse, we want you to be Speaker of the House. No, you don't. Believe me when I tell you, no, you don't. You think 2 or 3 days of fighting on the House has made you uncomfortable? You can't even imagine what I would do with that kind of power. You can't even imagine how many communists I would punish with that kind of power. All right. But I want to circle back on something here really quickly, because we did choose to do a little research during the show. Just one more time. Here's Republican representative in Nebraska, Don Bacon.
But people got to tell their congressman, if they're one of those 20, that the House is shut down. We're not working on the issues that we campaigned on, like lowering inflation.
I'm looking at spendingtracker.com. Doug Bacon has been given a grade for spending, and it's not very good. Let's just go over a few of the things Don Bacon has voted on. That's just recent stuff. $1.3 trillion CARES Act, $904 billion H.R. 133, $482 billion H.R. 266 Paycheck Protection Program, $280 billion Bipartisan Budget Act, $97 billion for Families First Coronavirus Response Act. Yeah, thanks so much for that. $67 billion H.R. 397. This is just in the past couple of years. Another $43 billion, 1790. Another $29 billion, 1865. Another $25 billion, $20 billion, $18 billion, $17 billion, $16 billion, $16 billion, $16 billion, $18 billion. But if we don't get Don Bacon back to work in the House, guys, we might not be able to address inflation. We can't address. This is why I don't care. Screw every one of these people. I hope the House never gets back in session. And I want you to make sure you remember something. That's your money. That's my money. This loser has gone and destroyed the value of your dollar. He's voted for huge bill after huge bill after huge bill after huge bill. And now at the very hint that he might not be able to go sit down in the House and once again vote for big bill after big bill after big bill, now he's telling you, oh, we got to address inflation. Losers like this are why we need a complete mentality change in the Republican Party. We may have our first candidate for the chalk box. We may have our first candidate to get a male vitality stack from Chalk. In fact, Chalk, I know you boys are listening. The anti-communists at Chalk, you want to know how anti-communist they are? They play my show in the warehouse. Like, it's not just the owners. All the workers sit and listen to the Jesse Kelly show. Consider this the bat signal. Don Bacon has officially been nominated by me to be the first recipient of the male vitality stack, a free male vitality stack from Chalk. Because if there's anybody who needs a 20% increase in testosterone in 90 days, it is very clearly Don Bacon of Nebraska. So while Don Bacon gets his free one, and hopefully he takes it, you go get yourself a subscription, a male vitality stack or female vitality stack, which is dynamite for you ladies. Or get the lit powder. Look, they have endless amounts of options there for natural herbal supplements. You go get your own subscription. 35% off right now. 35% off. CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse. All right? You can cancel this at any time. And please hear me on this. I've never ripped you off and I never will. If it doesn't do what I tell you it does, I want you to cancel. And Chalk wants you to, too. They won't. Look, it's not like a gym where you have to put it down in triplicate to get it to cancel. Just cancel anytime you want. It works, fellas. Ladies, it works. Naturally, not big pharma filth. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Jesse, during your time in the Marines, did you encounter poison ivy? Recently, I was being a man and chainsawing some trees, and now I have it. Did the Marines teach you any tricks on how to treat it? You're a real doctor, right? Oh, absolutely. Almost 3 years of community college credits, so you might say I've been around, all right? I've not encountered poison ivy since I lived in Ohio. Now, it was everywhere in Ohio when I was a kid. And I told you, I used to just go back to the woods. We had a couple acres when I was a kid, and I would just go back, and that's what I did. I didn't have anything else to do during the day, and I'd come home with poison ivy all the time. And my mom would put some kind of ointment on it that helped, but nothing fixes the itch from poison ivy. You can help a little, but you can't fix that itch. But I never got it in Montana, and I never got it in the Marines. I got various other bites from various insects and things like that in the Marines, but not that. But I will bet you money. I mean, shoot, that was when I was a kid. That was 30 years ago. I bet you they have better poison ivy stuff today. I just don't know. I don't have any idea. XBB 1.5, most infectious variant yet since the World Health Organization. Uh-oh, looks like we've got a new COVID strain, and this time, guys, it's real. Remember those millions we told you? Millions of Americans will die. And that obviously didn't turn out to be true, not even close to true. Remember, even the numbers you have now, they track people who died with coronavirus, not people who died from coronavirus. The number is a fraction of what they tell you it is, but that was then. This is now. Now, who comes up with these stupid names? Now we have XBB 1.5. It sounds like the new Terminator. It's XBB 1.5. Yes. That's a good idea, Chris. Hey, can we copyright that and sell that to Hollywood? What? You don't know anything about Hollywood? You're Jewish. Surely you know something. You don't have any connections? Well, never mind then. Anyway, XBB 1.5 is serious this time, guys. It's important that you mask up and wear rubber gloves and make sure your kid stays home from school. In fact, you should be running out there right now and taking down the basketball hoops. Remember when they did that? Remember the one-way grocery aisles and the basketball hoops? Gosh, I hate all these people. Let's get to some emails. Thanks for explaining what preborn does. I was not aware they go into these abortion crazy communities offering ultrasounds. Now, I love preborn for that. I love it. Remember, preborn's the bomb. I love people who go do the difficult thing. You remember doing, speaking of COVID, People would write in all the time saying, Jesse, I don't know what to do. Jesse, should I leave here? Should I leave my job? I'm scared to leave my job. Should I move? Should I do this? And they would ask me my advice. And I would tell you over and over again, I don't like telling you what to do when it comes to that kind of stuff, because I'm blessed to work for Premier. I was never threatened with my job. They never tried to make me, they never even actually suggested that I take it. It was never brought up. So because I'm in that situation, I never felt comfortable telling people who were actually in hard situations. And I know that that may be you right now, and you made a tough choice and the right choice. I never felt comfortable telling you what to do. No, quit your job. Screw the man. The people out there actually putting it in, putting in the work, that's what I admire. That's why I love Preborn. They're not sitting here in my neighborhood with a pro-abortion, with a pro-life clinic. Everyone in my neighborhood's pro-life. Well, most of them. No, they're in Baltimore, right? They're in Buffalo. They're in the places that really, really, really need it. Dear Oracle, some months ago, you briefly spoke about a city designated for the elites in East Germany, if I'm not mistaken. Tell you what, I'm going to save this one for Ask Dr. Jesse Friday tomorrow. If you tune in tomorrow, remember, all your questions need to be emailed in now, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Chris said he's already got some good ones. Okay, good. So it doesn't have to be political. It can be. That's totally fine. It can be history like this. It can be food. It can be all kinds of things. Whatever. Men, women, employment. It can be stupid. Email your questions in now. But tomorrow, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Chris, remind me of this because you know I'm going to forget. I will answer this one about East Germany and whatnot at the start of hour two. At the start of hour two, I will answer this question tomorrow. Chris, if you screw this up, I mean, nothing's going to happen, but I'm going to blame you. All right, I'm going to blame you because everyone knows. That is a good point. I would blame you anyways. Well, everyone knows I can't be held responsible. I can't be a world-famous author and the creator of the world's greatest cheeseburger and a really, really famous, important person and remember things like this. What, Chris? All right, we still have one more segment. Let's get to some headlines I didn't get to. No? Hang on.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, if you missed any part of the show, you can catch the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. On iTunes, leave a 5-star rating, remember, in a review talking about how handsome I am. Black couple given a plot of land and reparations sells it back to L.A. for $20 million. Now, you can be mad about this, but I respect that hustle. I respect that hustle. Obviously, the race hustle has lined a whole lot of pockets in this country for a whole lot of time. Look, if you're going to be a stupid idiot liberal and pass some law where you're just going to give me a chunk of land because my great-great-great-great-grandpa had to go through something bad, I think that's awesome. I'm going to sell it too. I'd sell it for $20 million. And you know what I'd do with that $20 million, Chris? Red Lobster. I would go right to what? After I went to Red Lobster, though, I would invest it smartly in things.
Are you going to be within the border when you head down to Mexico?
That's my intention. We're working out the details now.
Joe Biden's going to the border. Why? Why do we care? I know this is like a common talking point on the right. He hasn't even been to the border. What do we think he's going to do at the border? He doesn't have any intention of closing the border at all. Yeah, that's right, Chris. I thought it was insecure for him to go. Well, it is a little spicy down there now, so maybe it is a little insecure for him to go. What exactly do we think Joe's going to do at the border? I'm not sure. Maybe we should call President Dome.
I'm not being facetious. Well, President Harris led this effort.
No, he takes the border very, very seriously. He definitely knows how deadly fentanyl is.
For example, since August of last year, Customs and Border Patrol have seized more than 20,000 pounds of deadly fentanyl. That's enough to kill as many as 1,000 people in this country.
That would kill millions and millions of people in the country. Joe is definitely boned up on the issues, though.
And now
here's a headline.
Go, you know the thing.
headlines we didn't get to.
Man accused of chewing Max passenger's face claims the victim was a robot. Chewing somebody's face? I have told you time and time again that the mental illness in this country, the mental illness problem is going to be getting worse and worse and worse. We got face chewers out there. Did I ever tell you about the face eaters, Chris? Oh, let's do a quick pause on headlines here for a second. So I'm not going to go into any details of this at all, but just know that it was actually not an American group, but it was a foreign group that we were training with in the Marines briefly. And one of the guys, they were very, very like spec op types groups, even though I was just regular infantry, all right? But these guys were super duper spec ops types. His particular group of guys got famous in the war on terror for eating people's faces. Oh, I'm not making that up, Chris. They did it to strike fear in the hearts of the various groups. Apparently it was extremely effective, but if they got you and killed you, they would eat your face. And then your buddies would show up and they'd see, oh no, someone ate his face and that's not very good. I'm scared. Again, fear and pain, right? But anyway, we're going to move on. That was probably an overshare there. Joy Behar says only 45% of Americans think tackle football is appropriate. And don't look now, but I think the left is trying to cancel football. Well, I don't care if you cancel NFL football. Good. I think it's hilarious. I'll use the communists to cancel NFL football. I watched as those ungrateful pieces of trash trashed this country, wouldn't even come out for the national anthem. I think there's still end racism on helmets. I remember when Drew Brees wore the name of a rapist on his helmet for practice. I think it's hilarious. Oh, yes, I forgot about that. Drew Brees puts out a video in the national anthem protests saying, I love my country. Both my grandpas fought for it in World War II, caught a little bit of heat for it, then started apologizing for standing up for America. If the NFL goes down in flames, I'm going to laugh and laugh and laugh. Employee arrested and charged with stealing over $302,000 after authorities say he was inspired by the movie Office Space. That's such a funny movie for one. Two, that's kind of hilarious. Somebody took a movie script and tried to rip off a bunch of money. I mean, don't commit crimes, but that's still kind of funny. It is a little funny. You could totally do it, Chris. Well, then again, I'm not a detail guy. Like when I heard the plot in the movie, the plot was he would steal basically fractions of a penny from every transaction, and in the end it would be a lot of pennies. I'm not a detail guy, though. I would probably not notice something like that. The wife would, though. Hey, someone spent 49 cents. We weren't supposed to. Biden announces new program to curb illegal migration as he prepares for a border visit. Yeah, he's not going to try to curb illegal immigration. Trust me on that. FBI raises reward money for unsolved RNC-DNC pipe bomb attempt to $500,000. If you really believe the FBI doesn't know exactly who put the pipe bombs at the RNC and DNC, please reach out to the show. I have some oceanfront property in Arizona. I would love to sell it to you. And to quote the great George Strait, if you buy that, I'll throw the Golden Gate in free. All right. The FBI knows exactly who planted those pipe bombs. They know exactly who planted it. Elderly New York City jeweler clinging to life after being beaten by brazen thieves. Time to race away from your blue area and get quickly to a red area so nobody beats you up or eats your face. Now, I have bad news. I actually think, remember the son I was talking about earlier and I was making him go on a run because I thought he was faking an injury. I thought he was faking it. Turns out, he actually really is injured. So I guess on occasion you should believe him. No, he didn't end up going for a run. He did try to lie to me, though. He texted me and he said, I went for a run and I broke my leg and now they're amputating it. And so I texted him right back and I said, good, now shoes will be half priced. Chris, I wonder, do one-legged people get shoes half price? They should. They should get half price. Of course, there should be a mix and match thing. Sorry for being a problem solver. Remember, tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Get your questions emailed into jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Whatever you want to ask me, all 3 hours, we're going to laugh. We're going to have fun. We'll talk about all the other garbage. That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.